turn the sword of the Spirit. It's the Spirit's sword. It's the Holy Ghost's sword. You can't fight without a sword. You know that?
That's right.
You can't fight the enemy. You can't face him. You can't overcome without your sword.
Gotta have a sword.
We need that Word of God. There's power in it.
Yes.
Praise be to the Lord. Let's look at chapter 13, Romans chapter 13. And let's look down at verse 11. I'd like to title this tonight, if God would help me, It's Later Than You Think.
Yeah.
It is later than you think.
Later than you think.
Romans 13, verse 11. And that knowing the time, that now, underscore it, highlight it, right now, it's high time to awake out of sleep. For now, in OW, is our salvation nearer than when we believe.
Yes.
The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Right? It's later than you think.
Yes, sir.
It's later than you think.
Yes.
And that knowing the time that it is now, high time,
right,
to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Jesus, when he was here, he knew he had only a little time, a little space of time to work. He said in John 9, I must work the works of him that sent me,
right,
while it is day.
While it's day.
The night cometh,
oh,
when no man can work.
Yes.
As long as I am in this world, I am the light of the world.
Yes.
But I'll soon be gone, and you, my church, my people, are to take my place.
That's right.
Don't let the spiritual darkness overtake you. Don't fall asleep now.
My God.
Right. Don't go to sleep now on the edge of eternity.
Come on, Brother Tom.
It's later than you really think it
later
is.
Later than you think.
Right. Souls are being weighed in the balance and found wanting. Uh-huh. Brother Jason, I've been typing out songs and putting them in Mary's iPad. I got 400 and I think 80 some songs I've typed and brought over into her iPad.
Well,
sitting there on the couch and working in my computer and transferring them over into the iPad. All day long today I was thinking, oh Lord, every time a car went up the road, every time a car or truck went down the road, I said, Lord, that's another soul that's going by my door. It's another soul headed to eternity. I tell you, I don't know if it's a bothering you or not, but we're living in a time it seems like people don't even care about their soul anymore. And David said, my soul is continually in my hand. And people are not even thinking about eternity and where they're going to go and spend eternity at.
Right.
And I thought, in my mind, I know my neighbors that go up and down the road. And I can see them with their hands on the steering wheel. Yeah, they're busy going. They got places to go and business to do. And got money to spend and things to buy. And they're holding jobs down, Brother Keith. But do they really realize as they travel up and down my road and going up and down the highway of life that they're headed into eternity and don't even know that they're lost without God? My Lord, it's later than you think. I tell you, the night is far spent and the day is at hand, and Jesus has already ascended and went back to the Father. Ain't you glad he gave us the Holy Ghost and he sent that anointing back down into his people? And I tell you, if there's ever a time that we need to get busy from the Lord, it's now. Jesus said, I got just a little space of time, and soon I'll be gone. And he told us when he left, he said, work while it is day, for the God is coming. When no man can work, I'm telling you, if you got any spiritual sense about you at all, and you can see a heavy blanket over our generation, hallelujah, the devil's paw is heavy upon our generation and our society, and people don't care about eternity, and they're busy going and buying and selling and planning and building and marrying and giving in marriage. And that's what Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day that the Son of Man is revealed. Hallelujah. And they will not know until judgment comes and takes them away. I tell you, if you're sitting here under the sound of my voice and you don't know the Lord and your heart ain't right with God, yeah, I'm telling you, you're playing. I said, you're asleep and you're in a deep slumber and you don't know. Hallelujah. One more step and you could be in eternity lost without God forever. You're a traveler on a road, just like the water in the high river. It goes underneath the bridge and it empties out into the sea. I'm telling you, you're on your way to eternity, and there ain't no calling it back. It's time to prepare. It's time to cast off the works of darkness. Raise your hand and say, help me, Lord. If there's ever a time I need God, I need my heart right, Jesus is coming, and souls are lost.
Yes. Right. Souls are lost.
Right. Jack Cole told about a man back years ago in the 1940s. He said a man got on a train. They traveled a lot by train back then. Just laid back and took the newspaper out and began to read. On his way, he thought, to his destination that he wanted to go, or he had the ticket. He didn't know he got on the wrong train. When the train stopped, come to a screeching stop, he got up. He said, man, I don't know this place. This ain't where I'm supposed to be. Where am I at, conductor?
Yeah.
He said, you got on the wrong train, sir. I said, where was you heading? He said, I meant to head back the other way. I wanted to go back the other way. I got loved ones waiting on me. The conductor said, you're on the wrong train. You went the wrong direction.
Wrong way.
He said, you had your feet propped up, and you was taking in the news. And he said, now the door's open and you got to get off.
Well,
that's exactly the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
I went on the right train.
Oh, God.
I said, I went on the right train, and I want to go the right direction. I don't want to end up playing a fool's game. I want my heart to be right with God. Amen. Come on, right now's the time. Right now's the time. On, awake, ye that sleep. Arise, arise. Amen. Now's our salvation nearer than it's ever been. Amen. I've been in this way, Brother Daniel, for over 45 years, and I'm nearing the shores of eternity.
God.
Oh, God. Oh, God, help us, Lord, tonight.
Amen. Nearing the shore.
Souls, died lost. You don't know what tomorrow holds.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You don't know what you're going to face around the curve in the next road you're on.
Come on,
it pays to be ready. People are playing a game and they're not ready. You're not ready to stand before God.
Amen.
Oh. Jason texted me an hour and a half before church. You want to preach? I just got in a spirit of prayer, was weeping their tears. I had my glasses off. God said, get your pen and I'll give you something to say tonight. Hey.
Come on, Brother Tommy.
Oh, the weight. Holy, don't fall asleep now. Don't go to sleep now. It's later than you think. Oh, the weight of the spiritual darkness that is upon our society. It's like a heavy pall
a blanket of thick darkness. Don't let it overcome you. Don't lose your zeal. I'm talking to the church here tonight. Don't lose your desire now. Don't let the vision go out.
Yeah.
Lord, forever renew my vision. God, I pray. If at one time you was closer to the Lord than you are right now, if the fire burned hotter than it does tonight, you need to say, renew me, Lord. Renew the vision. Put the desire back in my heart. Hey, Lord, don't let the vision go out. Listen to me, people are giving up all around us. They're giving in to the spirit of this age and the spirit of this old world. Many in the church are battle weary. They're tired. They are because of it, and because of the burdens, and because of the battles, they have let up. Ain't no time for me to let up. I don't care what I face. My soul is important, and the call of God. I must go on with Jesus just the same. Let the lightning flash and the thunder roll, and let others do what they want to do. But as for me and my house, I made up my mind. I'm going to serve the Lord. Raise your hand and give him a praise offering in this house. I feel the seriousness of this hour and this message. But Lord, help us to pick up the slack. If we have fallen back, if we slid back, if that fire don't burn like it used to, relight me, Lord. I'll send back the oil and anoint me, Lord, with the fresh oil of your spirit. I don't want the lamp to go out. I said I don't want the desire and the light to go out now. I'm on my friend. We need the Holy Ghost. And we need that anointing. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Don't let it go out now.
People are giving up. They're letting up.
Oh, God.
Don't you dare get lax now.
No.
I don't care what you're going through. Don't get slack now. People are losing the unction to pray.
Yeah.
And they're not praying like they should. They've lost that desire to get in God's Word and spend quality time with Him. They slacked up in their labors for God.
Yeah.
Don't let up now.
Don't let up.
It's later than you think it is. The Lord is a coming. He's even at our door. Sister Dottie, there are millions, even billions of souls who are not ready.
Come on now.
They don't see the end. The end is upon us. The Lord is getting ready to take His church out of here.
Right.
And what then for those left behind?
What then? Yeah.
What about the tribulation?
Yeah.
What about the Antichrist? Hallelujah. Oh, it's even now beginning to come out over the horizon. We can see the clouds of God's wrath right now beginning to appear. There's destruction everywhere you look all around us. We see God's hand of judgment upon our backslidden nation, Brother Jason. There's almost war in our nation's White House. Satan is making his last day ditch effort to stand, hallelujah, an onslaught against our blessed USA. He wants to destroy our America and the Christian heritage that we've held so dear for all of these years. It's later than you think. Devil, I've come to serve notice on you. You can't cross the bloodline. You can take my Bible and you can rip the pages out of it, but you'll never take Jesus out of my heart. I gotta know so deep down
about salvation, and I've been over the price, and I'm about to back up now. I'm ready to fight by the good fight of faith. I've laid hold on this eternal life, and I'm not going to make it.
Glory!
Glory to God.
Come on now.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Praise.
Lord, touch him, Jesus.
Praise God.
Come on.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Praise. Lord.
The Lord is going to come right when. Right when.
Yeah.
You're not looking for him.
Come over the top.
You're not looking.
Amen.
I'd hate to be doing one thing, handling one thing I shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
Oh God. I'd hate to be a talking in any kind of way that I shouldn't be talking.
Sir. Yes. Amen.
I'd sure hate to have my eyes looking at things I should not look at.
Right. Yes.
Yes, sir.
I'd hate to think I had a little spark of lust in my heart, yeah. Fleshly lust.
Yeah. Oh.
This ain't a game, my friend.
No.
Jesus is right on our doorstep, and when he comes, he's coming for them that love his appearing. Amen. He's coming after a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy.
Amen. Amen.
Preaching ground.
Come on, Brother Tom.
Preaching ground.
Come on.
You know what God's doing here tonight? He's a slipping a set of scales under you, and he's a weighing your soul and see where you stand with him. That's exactly what he's doing. And unless you see your down, unless you see your condition, unless you see that you really need to pray, you need the Holy Ghost to come inside of you and get you ready, unless you see your shortcomings, unless you see your emptiness, God help us. Don't even care.
Come on, Brother Tom.
Don't. No, no, no. Come to church and whenever you want to come.
Yeah.
Stay out weeks, months.
Yeah.
Play and dabble in the world.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, you're looking at somebody when Jesus says, come on up here, and I'm going to come out here. Raise your little hand. Those that's ready in this house, let me see your hand. I'm a looking, Brother Tommy. I'm a longing. I want to go home and get out of here. I'm a telling you, I'm a looking, Brother Chuck, out over the horizon. And the tribulation clouds are gathering. The winds are blowing, Brother Daniel. I've already got too many sunsets lie behind a mountain. I've already fought too many battles. And I've shed too many tears. I've come this far, devil. And I'm a going on with my Jesus. Give me my wave offering. You can't get me down, and you cannot keep me down. I'm a rising, and I'm going to put on the armor of God.
Amen.
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 Stay with me. Stay with me. He's coming at a time of turmoil. When people's attention is on what's happening around them.
Yeah.
Be aware. Be aware. You better be praying. Don't go to sleep now. It's time to arise. Our nation is being shaken by the powers of darkness.
Amen.
The liberals and the God-haters are seeking to strip us of our religious liberties and get rid of Jesus and God's laws. Mm-hmm. Nothing is sacred anymore. There's filth on every hand.
Yep.
Lust and violence, the days of Noah and Lot are here, Sister Dottie. Yes, it is.
Right.
Unbridled lust. The same spirits, Brother Daniel, have risen up out of the pit. And now is descending upon our society. Your only hope is Jesus. Oh, get in him. I'm telling you to run to the cross and get in the ark of safety. Don't you wait till it's too late. You better get your heart right. Multitudes are going to be left behind when the Lord comes through his church. The fire is just about gone out. And many, many.
many hearts the spiritual light that once was bright in homes has now gone out, oh God. Light in many pulpits, Brother Daniels, are burning low. They don't burn like they used to. I can't just see the encroachment of sin and darkness because iniquities abounding. The love of many is a waxing cold. I don't want to wax cold. I don't want to get cold. Set me on fire, God. Hallelujah to the Lord. Renew and restore and revive. Hallelujah, my soul.
Amen.
I'd like to stand right in the middle of the highway. I've been praying for a burden, Brother Dan, Brother Jason, Brother Daniel. I've been praying and God's pouring on me.
Yeah.
Hey, Lord. You know what I'd like to do? Get right out in the middle of that broad road to hell and stand up and say, hey, don't you go any farther. The bridge is out up there. Don't you know if you go over that chasm, there ain't no coming back out of it. Hell hath enlarged itself and opened up her mouth without measure. Her multitudes are going down in it.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hey, God. Hey, God, the bridge is out. I'm telling you right now, where's our burden for our family? Where is the burden for our family? Where is it for our neighbors? Where is it for those that we work with? And we lost it.
Come on now. God, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Come on with Tom.
Lord, we pray.
Stay with me. I'll tell you one thing. I can't stir you. I'm here right in front of you and standing at this sacred desk right here. But if this don't stir you, there's no hope. Right.
Come on now.
Come on, Brother Collins.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. You're looking at flesh and bone that's standing before you. But the Almighty that has made me write this in the Holy Ghost, you better take it to heart.
Come on. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Come on,
Brother
Collins.
Lights are going out. The lights going out. The lights going out. You know what would happen? Hey, you take one little light out at a time right here. Take one little long lights out at a time right here. Every light that goes out, it gets a little bit dimmer. Come on, take another one out of that socket right there. Go back there and take another one out. Yeah, I can still see to get around. I can still see to get in and out of that door. That's all right. I can still see my way to get around. But keep letting them go out. I'm telling you, that's the way it is in our society. There's more and more and more people that are going out. The fire is going out. No wonder people don't get saved and families don't come to the Lord. The light has gone out in the home. There's no light anymore.
Amen. Light's going out.
Dust is on your Bible. Is it?
Dust.
God's once thriving churches are losing people that once preached and shouted and sung the victory. Where are they at tonight?
Where are they at?
The love of God and His house is dying. Death rattles in the churches of America.
Yeah.
But Brother Daniel, I'm glad God's got a remnant. Say remnant with me.
Remnant.
A remnant. I am part of that remnant. God's got a church that's within the church. God's got a genuine church that's within a professing church that He knows belongs to Him.
Yes,
give Him a wave offering tonight.
Yes,
praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Listen, stay with me. It's later than you think. It seems like many once enthusiastic, happy church members, now they're running low on oil. They've lost the burden for souls of the sinners. They don't even have enough for themselves now. It's a cold time that we're living in. It sure is cold. You all feel it? It sure is cold. Sister Lula, it's cold on the job. It's cold on the street. It's cold. A cold time. We're living in. People are selling themselves for pleasure. and material things,
right,
and more money,
yeah,
bigger homes,
yeah,
better cars, fancy clothes, and things, and gadgets, and they don't even realize that the Lord is getting ready to come any moment.
Yeah.
It's later than you think. Oh, thou slumbering soul, awake, and Christ shall give thee light.
Amen.
Get renewed, arise, and get up. Run to God.
Yeah.
I said, run to God. How long has it been since the Holy Ghost stirred you? How long has it been since the tears rolled down your face? How long has it been since you stealed away and got along with the Lord and had such sweet communion and talking to Him and feel the fellowship and the love of your Maker? How long has it been since the Holy Ghost moved inside of you and shook you? Hallelujah.
How long has it been? Right. God help us. Come on, Brother Tommy. Lord, help us, God, here tonight.
Just about done. Listen. We're living in the days of Joel's prophecy. The harvest is perishing, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Gird yourselves and lament, cry ye priests. Howl ye ministers of the altar. Come and lie all night in sackcloth, ye ministers of my God. Cry unto the Lord. Alas, for the day of the Lord is at hand, and destruction from the Almighty. Blow ye the trumpet. This is what you're going to hear one of these days. And I'm going to tell you something. The sinner man will not hear it. That same spirit that dwelled in Christ, that raised him up from the dead. If he dwells in you, he'll also quicken your mortal body and bring you back to life. When Jesus descends from heaven, listen to me close, with a shout, the sinner will never hear it. The backslider that is far away from God, listen to me, that walked close at one time and felt that anointing, and God spoke to them and they would listen and they was moved by His Spirit. A backslider out away from God will not hear the Lord shout.
Yeah.
When Gabriel blows that trumpet and it wakes the dead out of the graves, the sinner man and the backslider will not hear it.
Oh God.
But they that have the Spirit of Christ living on the inside of them and been washed in the blood, when I hear the trumpet sound, I'm coming out of here. Hallelujah. Did you know that your soul and your inner man on the inside's got a set of ears? Hallelujah. You're listening tonight and the Lord's pricking your heart. It's going into your ears and your natural ears are picking up. But oh God, is your soul in tune with heaven? Can you hear this message that the Lord is a Savior? It's later than you think it is. It's later than you think it is. Blow the trumpet. How many's ready? Hallelujah. You got your lamps trimmed and burning bright.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Listen, would you stand? I'm just about done. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Blow in Zion, and Brother Daniel stands for the church. Blow the trumpet in the church and sound the alarm. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is even nigh at hand. It's close, Brother Jason. I call a solemn assembly and gather the people, and let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O God, if we ever needed God. Thy spare souls, it's now.
Yes!
Spare him. Spare him. Call. Bring conviction, God, back. I'm telling you, until God sends conviction into the hearts of his people, there will be no conviction for the sinner.
Amen.
It's later than you think.
Later than you think.
It's time to get ready. You better prepare. Now, we're at the end.
Yes.
Multitudes are in the valley of decision. Make up your mind to serve God now. Get ready right now. We must reach the lost. We must reach the lost. How many wants to make it tonight as I'm winding down?
Come on.
I don't want to leave anything left undone, Sister Dottie. No. I've got to get ready and get the love and the desire back in my heart.
Yes.
Lord, renew the vision. Put a burden in me. Jeremiah's unclosing. The weeping prophet, he cried out in his day. The law is no more. The prophets find no vision. The virgins hang down their heads. The children swoon. They faint in the streets. Oh, daughter of Zion, the church, let tears run down like a river. Arise and cry out in the night and pour out thine heart like water. Lift up thy hands toward him. For the life of thy young children that faint in the top of every street, the young and the old lie on the ground, Jeremiah said, in the streets. Those that I have swaddled and brought up in little babies, now hath mine enemy consumed.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You ain't getting me, devil. I bind you in Jesus' name. I cast you out.
Come on.
You have no authority over me, over my home, or anything in my home.
Yes.
And a matter of fact, if I had kids, God's got the power to keep the children. Raise your little hand and praise him. I am not going to surrender one of my little kids. No, no, no. Let's find a place to pray, pray, pray. Pray now, pray now. Now's our salvation nearer than when. It's high time. It's high time to awake out of sleep. This ain't a game. People's asleep. They're asleep on the edge of eternity. Pray, pray. Come on. Cry to God right now. Cry. People's are swooning. They're fainting all up and down these streets in Huntington. Drugs are taking them out. They're facing eternity. They're going the wrong way. And they don't even know it.
Those who wear the yoke of sin.
set, go.